In a world full of noise and distractions, who do you turn to for uplifting conversations, deep insights, and meaningful discussions? Welcome to the Kingdom Living Podcast, where we talk about faith, purpose, and societal issues from a kingdom perspective.
Hi there, thanks for listening in to another episode of the Kingdom Living Podcast. Today we are exploring ways to cultivate a grateful heart in every season of life. We want to focus on recognizing and appreciating God's blessings, even in the midst of life storms. It can be really challenging to remain grateful when life throws difficult situations, seasons at us. Our hearts can become hardened by circumstances, making it difficult to see beyond the storm. We tend to forget about the times when God has shown His goodness in different ways, times when His diverse miracles have touched our lives. Instead, we may find ourselves fixated on the fact that God has not yet answered our prayers in the specific way we desire them. But friends, here is the truth. The truth is that God remains good. He is good regardless of what we are going through. It is His nature. He is good. We cannot take His goodness out from Him because we are going through difficult times. He still remains good. And one way we can recognize this and one way we can actually realize and even experience His goodness is through gratitude. Yeah, gratitude is not just an attitude in easy times, but it is also an expression of faith in challenging times. Through gratitude, our hearts begin to soften, allowing us to see God's blessings even in the midst of the storm. We start understanding why maybe God allowed a situation to happen in our lives, because He wants to reveal to us the greater plan behind every situation. And one way we can cultivate gratitude is to reflect on past miracles and blessings. Sometimes we just have to sit down and take the time to count our blessings and write them one by one. You know, the act of recalling those moments of God's grace can open our hearts and remind us of His faithfulness. It actually gives us the courage to trust God in new ways. Even when we can't see His hand at work, we start understanding that God deals with us differently and that He also, in this situation that we find ourselves in, for which we cannot be grateful at the moment, that God wants to show Himself in a different way. So now you may ask yourself, how can you actively engage in a lifestyle of gratitude? Here are some practical tips to help you on this journey. Practice thanking God in all situations. Even when things don't go as planned or we face hardships, let us encourage ourselves in God and also acknowledge that God is still in control. Let us thank Him for His presence, His guidance, and His love. God wants to show us that even in the storm, He is there. He is present. He did not say that we will not go through hard times. He did not say we will not go through trials and tribulations. However, He said that we will go through hard times. Nonetheless, He will be with us. He will not leave us nor forsake us. Friends, for that alone, for that truth, that He will not leave us nor forsake us, we can be thankful. Secondly, as already mentioned in the beginning, let us count our blessings and write them down. Let us take a moment each day to reflect on the ways God has blessed us, both big and small. Writing them down can really serve as a tangible reminder of His goodness, that God, yes, has been good. It starts with us waking up early in the morning, already having this breath of life. Not everyone was fortunate to wake up, so that is something to thank God for. Thirdly, be open to a new form of blessing and thank God in advance, because you know it is that heart that is hardened that does not really recognize that God wants to bless us in a different way. But when our heart is softened, then we will begin to realize and see in the small things that God is doing something, that even in the storm that God wants to bless us. So sometimes God's blessings will come in unexpected ways. Instead of holding on to a specific outcome or expectation, let us trust that God knows what is best for us. Let us thank Him in advance for His provision. Lastly, praise God. Praise God over your circumstances. Shift your perspective from focusing on the storm to focusing on the one who can calm the storm. Because when we praise God, we can rest assured that His presence is with us, because the presence of God is in praise. God inhabits the praise of His people. So if we want to see God come true in our lives, we have to become more grateful, not focusing on our circumstances, but rather on the one who can calm the storm. As we integrate these practices into our lives, we'll find that gratitude becomes not just a fleeting emotion, but a way of living, enabling us to see and appreciate God's blessings even in the storm. Let's become more intentional in recognizing God's goodness, taking time to reflect on past miracles, past blessings, and trusting Him to work in His perfect way. Friends, thank you for joining us on today's episode on Kingdom Living. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to share it with friends and loved ones. Remember, a grateful heart is a heart that recognizes God's blessings even in the storm. Have a blessed day. Until next time.